Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. That's what we call you, oh God, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Bread of life that came down from heaven, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, hallelujah. It is a good morning, God, hallelujah, good morning. I am Glow, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell me something good, D. Hill. Hallelujah. We are still on our theme for 2025. Who is he, and what is he to you? Hallelujah. This week, we are on week 3. Hallelujah. Praying the names of Jesus, and this week, it's Bread of Life. Bread of life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I'll be reading our base scripture after I read something from Praying the Names of God by Ann Spangler, Praying the Names of God, 52 weeks, hallelujah, of praying the names of God. And Ann Spangler says, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, without bread, no one in ancient Palestine would have survived for long. So it seems entirely reasonable for Jesus, in what has become known as the Lord's Prayer, to instruct his disciples to pray for their daily bread. Yet the Lord also challenged his followers not to work for food that spoils, announcing himself as the only food that will enable them to live forever. In fact, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread. After feeding 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he shocked his listeners by declaring, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's in John 6:53. This week, as you seek to understand what it means that Jesus is the bread of life, ask him to show you exactly what it means to feed on him. So our base scripture for this week, hallelujah, is John 48-51. That's the one I'm going to read today. Hallelujah. From the ESV. It says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Hallelujah. And I was also reading in Tony Evans' commentary. It says, the Jews wanted Jesus to give them physical bread like the manna God had given to their ancestors in the wilderness. But Jesus reminded them that the physical bread would only keep them alive for so long. Those who come to him, the bread that comes down from heaven, as their spiritual sustenance, however, will not die. In the same way that we eat the bread to sustain our physical lives, we must eat the living bread, that is, believe in Jesus to live forever. In saying, the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh, Jesus was speaking of the sacrifice of his body, his life, on the cross for the sins of the world. Those who trust in Jesus as the atoning sacrifice for their lives will receive eternal life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallelujah, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. Forever and ever. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O God, O our soul, and all that is within us, Lord. We bless your holy name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, O God. We tell you how good, how wonderful, how marvelous, and how awesome you are in every way, O God. We say that it is a good morning, God. Good morning, God. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, oh God, with purpose, oh God, and breath in our lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for allowing us to see another day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we get to, oh God, hallelujah, to come into your presence, oh God, and adore you, Lord God, hallelujah. Make known our adoration and love for you, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus. We come with our request, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you hear us, Father, when we pray. We thank you, oh God, in your name, that we get to enter into the holies of holies, oh God. We come into your presence, oh God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, hallelujah. We come into your courts with praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for another day of life, oh God. We thank you that we have the use and the activities of our limbs, oh God, in your name. We thank you, God. We don't take anything for granted, oh God. We bless your name on this morning. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. You are the living word, oh God. You are the bread of life, oh God. You're everything that we need, oh God. And so we say thank you this morning. Hallelujah, oh God, in your name. When we can't say nothing else, oh God, we can say Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. There's love, joy, and peace in that name. And so we thank you, oh God, for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in your name. In the name of Jesus, our prayer request, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. These are coming from Rev D, oh God. She asks, oh God, that we pray for Shirley Rains, oh God, hallelujah, who feeds hundreds of homeless people in Las Vegas, oh God, hundreds of people in Las Vegas, oh God. We ask, oh God, in your name, may you continue to give her the strength, oh God, that she needs, oh God, to continue doing what she does, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May you continue to send funds her way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she may continue, hallelujah, to do your work, oh God, in your name. And we pray, oh God, that every homeless person that receives from her, oh God, that they will see the love of God in her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will want, oh God, what she has, oh God, in your name, that their lives may be turned around, oh God. So we lift Shirley Rains up to you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. So we say thank you. She also asks that we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for President Joe Biden, oh God, in the former President Joe Biden, oh God, in your name, who has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, oh God, in your name, Jehovah Rapha, oh God, you are our healer, oh God. You are the one who make bitter experiences sweet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Jehovah Rapha, oh God, you know all about, hallelujah, former President, oh God, Joe Biden, oh God. So we pray for his life, we pray for his healing, oh God, we pray for his wife and his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that his life has slowed down, oh God, in your name, that he'll be able to care for himself, God, in the name of Jesus, that he doesn't have to take on the pressure, oh God, of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He could focus on him and his family and you, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for healing, oh God, in your name. Oh, God, we're also praying for Rev D's sister, oh, God, her doctor's appointment, oh, God, hallelujah. She asks that we pray that she will get everything that she needs, oh God, everything that Pauline needs, oh God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you will provide, that you will make a way, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for who you are, oh God, in everyone's life, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, who have to go to doctor's appointments, oh God, who have to do this and do that, oh God, concerning their health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. You're the one who heals, oh God, in your name. And so we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He asks us to pray, oh God, for all those, hallelujah, who ministered on yesterday, oh God. Rev D being one, oh God. We ask in your name that you continue to strengthen them, oh God, hallelujah. May they relax in this day, oh God, hallelujah. May you pour back into them, oh God, everything they poured out, hallelujah, to your people on yesterday, oh God, everyone who ministered the word of truth on yesterday, oh God. And Rev D, oh God, had a busy weekend, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She facilitated on Saturday, oh God, gave the word on Sunday, oh God. So we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you continue to use her for your glory, oh God, in your name. In the name of Jesus, but that you restore her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as she has to be out this morning, oh God. Give her strength to go, oh God, in the name of Jesus, her and her mom, oh God. And when they come back home, oh God, may they get the rest, oh God, and relaxation, Father, that they need, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praying for Gaza, oh God, and their famine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what Gaza stands in need of, oh God. You know what's going on, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that the famine will soon be lifted, Father, in the name of Jesus, that this too shall pass, oh God. You're El Roi, oh God. You're the God who sees. You know everything that's going on, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we lift Gaza up to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, sent down from glory, oh God, hallelujah. You are the living word, oh God. You are the bread of life, oh God, hallelujah. All seeing, all knowing, all powerful, oh God, that's who you are, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Laura asks that we continue to pray for Greg and Tia. Hallelujah. Y'all know Tia, hallelujah, who tells us something good as best she could, oh God. We're praying, hallelujah, for her husband, Greg. We're praying for her strength, oh God. We're praying for his strength, oh God. And we're praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you have you know everything, oh God. Elroy E, the God who sees, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, oh God. Have your way, Father, in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, day by day, oh God. Help us to take one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all we're asking of you, God. Give us the strength, oh God. Give Tia the strength. Give Greg the strength, oh God. Hallelujah. To take one day at a time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Praying for nephew Beeve, oh God, hallelujah, which is my son, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praying for the decision he made concerning this day, oh God. Praying, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would show him favor, God, and give him peace in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. You know everything, Father, in your name, Jesus. You know everything in your name. Hallelujah, favor and hallelujah, Jesus, and peace, oh God, for nephew Beeve today, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Rev Laura asks us to pray for her sister, pray for Sister Madeline Roach, oh God. Pray for her strength, oh God, and pray for encouragement, oh God. Hallelujah. As the Lord works out the situation, oh God, you're the situation worker, oh God. As you work out the situation, Lord God, between her daughter and her grandson, oh God, in the name of Jesus, give Sister Roach, oh God, give her that peace that she needs that surpasses all understanding, oh God, in your name. You know Sister Roach, God, you know her faithfulness to her church, oh God. You know her faithfulness to Beloved Ministries, oh God. So we ask you, oh God, in your name, that you give her what she stands in need of, oh God, strength and encouragement, oh God. Help her to know that it's already all right, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that all is well concerning her daughter and her grandson and her, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're touching and agreeing with Rev Laura for the strength of her 92-year-old mother. Hallelujah. Praying that she gets stronger. Hallelujah. In her physical body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way with Rev Laura's mom, oh God. In your name, strengthen every part of her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Thank you for long life, oh God. Thank you for 92 years on this earth, Father. You are good Father, and we are loved by you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, praying, hallelujah. Rev Laura asks us to pray for Evangelist Prims, oh God, Premise, oh God, in the loss of her 17-year-old niece, oh God, praying strength for the entire family, oh God, praying peace and comfort, oh God, that only you can give, in the loss of a 17-year-old, oh God, in the name of Jesus, her niece, oh God. So we lift Evangelist Premise up to you, oh God, and the entire family, Father, and ask, oh God, in your name that you have your way, oh God. You are a good Father, oh God, and we are loved by you, oh God. And she also asks that we pray traveling mercies for her sister Lisa and her niece Ranisha, oh God, in the name of Jesus, who's flying from Georgia, in the name of Jesus. So have your way, hallelujah, be with the pilot, oh God. Be on the plane, oh God. Bless every passenger, oh God, in your name. Bless Lisa and Rev Laura's niece, oh God, Renisha, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Safe travels, oh God. May they land safely, oh God, in your name. And may they walk on ground, oh God, and make their way home to their place of living, oh God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, oh God. Jesus, hallelujah. Bread of life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are good Father, and we are loved by you, oh God. We are loved by you. What a privilege and an honor to be loved by the true and living God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Remember to join us here every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Hallelujah. You can find all our information on Facebook, YouTube. Hallelujah. Please visit our website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. Everything is there. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, that you email your prayer requests to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Hallelujah. And all that is on our Facebook, on our website, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we also have a playback number for this number, hallelujah, if you want to share it with someone, oh God, if you want to encourage someone, oh God, if you know someone, oh God, that just needs to hear prayer, in the name of Jesus. We have a playback number, which is 520-636-4582, and the access code is 827-7806#. 827-7806#. So that's 520-636-4582. Access code 827-7806#. Now I'm going to unmute the line so that we can say good morning to one another.